The Angel of Waterloo, written by Jackie French and read by Edwina Wren. She'd been born on a battlefield. She'd lost her mother on another. Perhaps this would be the battlefield she died on. Death crawled around her outside this small fort made of the piled bodies of French and English soldiers. A dozen living men perched their muskets on those who had once been their comrades to ward off attack. Beyond the safety of her square, 1,000 men or 10,000 men lay around her wounded or dead. Horsemen slashed at their enemies, though the main battlefront had moved hours before. The grey and yellow smoke made it impossible to see more than a few yards ahead. The luckiest lay still. Other shattered bodies scrambled, struggled, men with legs blown off, some dragging their intestines as they vainly, briefly searched for aid. Hen could not help them all. She kept her eyes on the more superficial stomach wound she was stitching, glad her patient was unconscious, for she had neither the strength nor an orderly to keep him still. He was 15, perhaps, the same age as her, a smoke-black face seeping red from yet another wound, a scrape of shrapnel, perhaps, or a sword cut. Her father had ceased stitching altogether, taping wounds while their supplies held out. He and Hen had arrived in Brussels the day before, too late to acquire the horses, mules and panniers to which he was entitled. They had only the equipment they could carry. Surgeon Gilbert's orders had been to proceed immediately to the Mont Saint-Jean farmhouse. He, Hen, and Assistant Surgeon Thompson had set out on the Waterloo Road at first light, Hen wrapped in an old greatcoat, for the dawn was chill, even in midsummer. They trudged through mud and mist, and then green fields, and finally, a wheat field sloping gently to a ridge. Larks sang, the wheat rustled. A few carts trundled past, now and then horses passed them at a gallop, the only sign of war. And then the thunder, ripping the air, the ground vibrating. Hen instinctively looked at the sky, but the noise didn't stop. This storm was cannon. Somewhere beyond the ridge ahead of them, the battle had finally begun. Within a few heartbeats, white horses erupted through the wheat, their blue-coated French riders with sabres drawn. Surgeon Gilbert flung Hen down into the mud. Men in red coats scrambled past, panting from a drift of gunpowder fog. British soldiers fleeing towards Brussels, thought Hen, holding her breath. They must be early deserters from what General Wellington called his infamous army, hastily assembled to fight the returning Napoleon. She froze as the French cavalry pursued the men through the field, slashing at necks, shoulders, the horses rearing, their hooves striking down any man who tried to protect himself with bayonet or sword. Minutes passed, or hours. Hen tried to peer towards the ridge, but already the battle smoke was too thick to make out what was happening. Even as she looked, the haze spread towards them. More redcoats ran past, screaming, dying under the hooves of the cavalry horses or from sabre cuts. So many men trying vainly to escape. Surely the battle had not been lost so soon. Napoleon had won the skirmishes at Ligny and Quatre, but even he could not have defeated all the Allied armies within an hour, Hen assured herself. More men and horses appeared like apparitions in the smoke, then vanished, and then surged forwards once more. At last the French cavalry retreated, a waving mass of red feathers and the glint of steel. There was no need for her father to tell her that it was impossible to head to Mont Saint-Jean now. Instead, Surgeon Gilbert managed to grab the sleeve of one of the fleeing redcoats. He and his friends hesitated, staring at Hen, then her father, then back to Hen again, unmistakably female despite her army coat, her gold plaits shining under her cap.